This is Tom Meeker, President and CEO of Churchill Downs Incorporated. Welcome to the world's most complete coverage of the 125th running of the Kentucky Derby on 84 WHAS.
It's a run for the roses, and you're hearing it all. Derby Day 125 on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Now, from the 84 WHAS Broadcast Center on the rooftop at historic Churchill Downs, here's Wayne Perkey.
Well, they call it America's Horse Race. But the 125th Kentucky Derby is flavored by influences from the Middle East to the Far East. Today, we'll see the second of 2,000 guineas from Great Britain, and the Derby will be live in the U.K. Dwayne Lucas and Nick Zito are trying to win three Derbies in the decade, and Bob Baffert's trying to win his third Kentucky Derby in a row. And it promises to be one of the most competitive of all the Kentucky Derbies we have seen. Let's go to the out to the infield where Terry Miners. It looks to me as though the crowd's already coming in.
Oh, yeah, this is huge today. I mean, yesterday with that record-setting pace, and today might be another one. We'll see. It's absolutely perfect, as we've all noted. And everybody's jamming, ready to go here today. You can just feel a special little energy in the air. It's going to be a wild one today in the infield.
In the crowd, Cindy Sullivan, I think she may win Best Hat Award today. Cindy, you are just a picture.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Lawrence Thomas. I'm surprised we even got to talk. Tony Cruz on the microphone. He's a hog.
He never gives it up.
I'd like to be married to him every morning. Yank, 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 yank. We know you're on the radio. Yada, yada, yada.
Do you think he gets up and practices with a hairbrush?
A hairbrush and a microphone. Tony Cruz reporting live from Churchill Downs. All you need is the storm team out here to predict snow.
Well, I'm glad you took a little time off from touring. You are a professional comedian. It's quite evident here.
Lawrence Thomas, stand-up professional.
Stand-up professional. He won't sit down on the job.
No way.
And you always take Derby week off to be home?
I always take Derby week off, come home, come out to the infield with my father-in-law, a bunch of buddies from St. X and Trinity, and
get a little puke on you and realize, you know what, it's better working for a living.
It's better to be up top with the masses than down here, I'm telling you. But, you know, if you can keep it off your shoes, as long as you're not slipping and sliding. We've already seen flesh at 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, hey, Captain Kangaroo's not even off the air yet, and you're already taking your top off, honey? I guess you get down from Michigan, you don't see the sun much, so she's already naked over there. It was just unbelievable. So we're having a good time.
All right, Lawrence, good to see you again. Take care, buddy.
Let's go up to visit Milton Met.
I'm with actor, comedian, and all-around man around the stage, John Lovitz. I love the variety of works you do. You do a wonderful commercial for the Yellow Pages. I didn't know you had written the Yellow Pages.
Yes, a lot of people think it's just a commercial, a cheap publicity stunt because my movie career dried up. But no, I actually wrote it.
Will you autograph my copy?
Yes, sure. And I've got a new edition coming out next year. I hope you enjoy it.
Can't hardly wait for
You're actually
movie.
One of the few people I met that have actually read it.
Oh, yes. John Lovitz for Millionaire's Row. This is Milton Metz for your Derby Station.
Party on.
Hold on, Jane.
Yes, sir.
We haven't had any sort of report on your own personal hat, and I know that you spent a lot of time thinking seriously about what you'd wear today.
I have an airspace designation around my hat today, Wayne.
Oh, really?
That's right. I have the planes have to fly in another direction because I figured this is the only way that people won't bump into you if you have a hat bigger than your body. So I've accomplished that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Onto the track back there at the backstretch now. They're beginning to approach the chute, and I think the Outriders are standing by and waiting for them. Let's go over to the barns with Tony Cruz, and I think Billy Reed's standing there with you, isn't he, Tony?
Actually, he's looking, he's talking to Carl Nasker. We've just come on the track, and they're just bringing the Colts and the two fillies and the gelding on a little bit later. Some of them don't even have their saddlecloth on right now, Wayne, so we'll try to give you a little better report once we indeed see everybody up on their horse and how they're looking. We're going to get with Billy Reed here in a few moments, and we'll send it back to you for now. We'll have more of an update here in mere moments from 84
WHAS. Tony, you've been over here all week long. You don't need that saddlecloth to tell who they are. Can't you just glance and tell whoever horse is on?
Well, you're a tough. You are tough.
I'm not that good, Paul. I'm going to give my pick. I'm going to put Vicker, Menifee, Stephen Got Even. That's it, Billy. Go bet it.
Well, I throw cat thief in there, too, and that kind of scares me, Cruz, man, when you're starting to think like I am.
Have you guys been spending too much time together?
You know, hey, we got more hot air. The Derby Festival's Blu-rays didn't have anything on these two.
I'll have to go with cat thief. I never thought I'd get 7-1 on him. That's what it's standing at right now. Also, you can get better than 6-1 on both Menifee and on Vickersill at 8-1. That's amazing in itself right there. So, you know, if you're going to go away from Bob Baffert, if you don't think he can win three in a row, well, you've got some great value out there to pick from.
All right, Jeff, step up and take a swing, pal.
I'm sticking with who I said. I'm playing a three-horse exacta, and I'm taking Vicker, Menifee, and Stephen Got Even, period.
What about you, Paul?
Well, since I couldn't find anybody to really jump at me on the parade over, I'll have to go back to my original selections, which were Vicker and Cat Thief.
Those two?
Yeah.
With all these horses, you're going to settle for two? With all these opportunities?
They're superfecta wagering, Paul.
Vicker, Cat Thief, Three Ring, and Menifee. Go for the superfecta.
This whole thing may be a three-ring circus anyway, right?
not far off.
First to Travis Tredd and Kelly Rutherford of Melrose Place.
Well, I'll tell you, in the big race, I'm going to stick with Prime Timber.
General Challenge and Cat Thief. And then somebody from L.A. and said I had to go for it. Charismatic, I think, is who it is. So I'm just learning about all this.
Next up, let's hear from Lonnie Anderson and Donald Trump.
This one, it seems to be wide open. I'm getting tips from everybody. And so maybe I'll have to go with the jockey. I'm not sure.
I'm going with Stephen Got Even, who's a friend of mine, owns the horse, and he's a great guy, Steve Hilbert. So we'll see how we do.
Also in attendance, Vice President Al Gore.
It's a little bit easier to pick a trainer than a horse this year, and it's hard to bet against Bob Baffert. He seems to be on a roll.
It's Derby Day, the 125th Kentucky Derby. Stay tuned. Coming up on 84 WHAS, your Kentucky Derby station.
The Lucas entry is running 1-2. Charismatic has the lead inside the 16th pole. Charismatic with Cat Thief. A late drive coming from Menifee. Charismatic holding on. Charismatic wins it by a neck over the fast closing Menifee. Cat Thief was third. We had a run coming on the outside from Excellent Meeting. Also Prime Timber and Kimber Light Pipe, the time of the race. 2 minutes 3.29. Wayne Lucas wins his fourth Kentucky Derby.